This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Monday, November the 25th of 2024. Live from our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Light rain, fog, mist, a little bit of a dreary start to this holiday week. Temperature stands at 34 degrees. Glad you could join us here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And you can join us by giving us a call or a text, and there's multiple ways to do that. You can do it through the Civic Media app. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, what are you waiting for? All you have to do is go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It is free. And then you'll have all 21 of the Civic Media radio stations at the touch of a finger. And the fifth one down is 98.9 WXCO. And if you open it up, you can send us an email. You can go to our website. You can listen to us wherever you may be. And you can also call or text us. There's a button for a call and there's a button for a text. But if you don't want to use the app, you just want to use your phone, you can do it that way as well. And the phone number is the same whether you want to text us or whether you want to call us. It is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. We'd love to hear from you as we talk about different issues. If there's something you would like to add to the conversation, if there's something that we are not talking about, we would love to hear from you as well. So again, 715-382-9297. Well, as I look to my right out onto Washington Street here in downtown Wausau, as the Foundry on 3rd continues to move along very nicely. The building project has been going on all summer and fall long. They are out there working right now at the former site of the Wausau Center Mall, but very dark, very dreary, and very chilly. We're going to find out how long this type of weather will stick around, especially if you have travel plans for later this Thanksgiving week. We'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlo, coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21 this morning. But before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the weekend?
It was actually a pretty relaxing. I was able to take it easy. I was able to, just, enjoy a time with my family. I was also able to catch up on a lot of the sports games, too. But it was definitely a good weekend for sports.
Yes, it was.
Well, except for the Badgers. football was bad, but basketball was good because the Badgers basketball won.
Exactly. And the thing, I probably should not admit this on the air, but I never left my apartment all weekend long. Once I got home from Friday night, when I broadcast a girls basketball game Friday night, so I got home around 9:30 or so. And from that point until I went to work this morning, did not leave the apartment. I just hung around the apartment. I laid around. I, as you said, watched a lot of the sporting activities going on. one of the sporting activities I actually watched, this always throws me off because it made me stay up way too late on Saturday night, and very late Saturday night. In fact, at 12 midnight is when this race started. It was the Grand Prix, the Formula One race in Las Vegas, and basically they shut down a big part of the strip in Las Vegas, and it's really quite a spectacle. With all the lights in Vegas and being basically the race starts at 10 p.m. Las Vegas time. And the reason they do that is because they want to have as little disruption to the streets as possible for businesses. And there's all still, even despite that, there's a big controversy. I read a story over the weekend about a business that is just livid about it, and a few business owners have sued the city and saying basically that this event is causing their business to go out of business, basically. The event itself is spectacular. I mean, it's the second year they've been doing it. I enjoy watching the Formula One. So this race that starts at 12 midnight our time does not get done until after 1:30 in the morning, and then it's like I try to go to sleep, and basically then I sleep too late yesterday. And then by this morning, when I have to get up early again, it's like I don't want to get up early again. So my whole body clock gets thrown off because that one night where I stay up way, way, way too late, and now I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. But you're right. For Wisconsin sports fans this weekend, it was, on the whole, a very good weekend. You said it, the Badger football team was not the one that was any good. They fell to Nebraska Saturday. But if you look at everybody else, you had the Packers, of course, were outstanding.
They absolutely dominated the 49ers, which would probably account for a lot of the 49ers players were sick or injured, so maybe they gave the Packers a little bit of an edge. But a win is a win.
And the thing about it is you got to take care of business no matter what. I mean, whether or not the other team is a little bit shorthanded or whether or not you are shorthanded. So in the end, the Packers, they needed that win because, again, that NFC North division is pretty amazing because we've never seen anything like this in this division. You got Detroit, who won again. They beat the Colts yesterday, so they still only have one loss. The Vikings almost let it get away against the Bears. They were up by 10 points in the last minute of the game. The Bears scored a touchdown in the final 30 seconds to pull to within three, and then they were able to get the onside kick, which we rarely see anymore. And then the Bears had one completed pass and then made a 48-yard field goal to force overtime. And then the Bears got the football first. I'm thinking, holy cow, they might just pull this one out. But the Bears being the Bears, they could not do anything on their drive. They gave up the football. The Vikings then drove it downfield, kicked the game-winning field goal. So we got the Lions with one loss, the Vikings with two losses, and the Packers with three losses. So the Packers have one of the best records, not only in the NFC, but in the NFL, and yet they're in third place in their division standings. So, I mean, they're in good shape to make the playoffs, but they have a big game with Detroit still coming up pretty soon.
Thursday, actually.
Well, they got Miami this Thursday. I think they got Detroit the following Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. A Dolphins game is first, yes.
Yep, and it's actually interesting because the next couple of weeks, the Packers will be not playing on Sunday. They're going to be playing on Thursday, this Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, a 7:20 kickoff against the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. And then they play another Thursday game the following week when they take on the Lions. And it's not surprising because what the NFL has been doing is they'll take the teams that play on Thanksgiving, and they'll take two of those teams, and if they're scheduled to play during the course of a season, they'll play the following week, so then nobody has a short week. It's a normal week, a 7-day gap between games for these teams and for the Packers and the Lions. So they'll play both. The Lions will play the Bears in the first game on Thursday, and the Packers will play Miami in the final game on Thursday night, and then those two teams will get set to play on Thursday, December 5th. But we are down to the final six games of the regular season.
Yeah.
The Packers have Miami, Detroit, then another tough one, It looks like the next four games the Packers play are all night games.
Ooh.
Which is, I don't know if I've ever remembered the Packers playing four night games in a row. You got the two Thursday games. Then they got Sunday night against the Seahawks on December 15th. Mm-hmm. Then they have a Monday night game when they take on the Saints on December 23rd. Then they finally play the last two games, the Vikings, which could be a massive game on December 29th. Indeed. And then they're scheduled to face the Bears at home in the final game on January the 5th. But remember that game that the Packers now play the Saints Christmas week, Monday night, December 23rd?
Uh-huh.
We had that contest back a while back where somebody was winning winning the indoor seats. So somebody that was listening to Civic Media will be enjoying a beautiful night at Lambeau Field coming up on December the 23rd. So
should be really good.
But man, I mean, four straight 7:20 or 7:15 games coming up. I don't like that. I prefer them just playing on Sunday afternoon. In fact, I like the noon games better. Yeah. Yesterday they had the 3:25 game, but to play four in a row at night and two of them in Green Bay. I said this before. It used to be where the NFL never would schedule a home game in a cold weather site in either late November or December. But nowadays they don't care because it's all about the money. It's all about the money all the time. But
sadly, yes.
But man, I mean, it's turning pretty exciting. And
at least the Bucks won.
And the Bucks have now won four games in a row. And I was looking at the Eastern Conference standings as well for the Milwaukee Bucks as they beat the Hornets on Saturday night. But despite the fact they're still a game under 500, they're playing a lot better basketball. But the Eastern Conference is not – it's the opposite of the NFC North. The NFC North has all these great records. The NBA Eastern Conference does not. The Western Conference has most of the best records. So despite the Bucks being under 500, they've moved up to fifth in the conference, which is pretty amazing.
That's good.
I mean, it is. So they haven't even played that great this season, and yet they're right there in the middle of the pack. So they have an opportunity to try to keep on moving up.
Do you think the Badgers are going to win the game against Minnesota? Just a best guess.
I don't think so. I just don't think they're playing that well. I think Minnesota's playing better football right now. Minnesota gave Penn State all they could handle on Saturday. They lost 26-25. They're 6-5. The Badgers are 5-6. So Wisconsin has this bowl streak, which I call make-believe. And we're going to have the war on make-believe coming up a little bit later in the program. But this make-believe, because just being a 500 team is not cause for celebration.
If they play better than they did yesterday, they deserve to win.
Well, they have to play a lot better.
If they don't play very good, then they don't deserve to win.
The time is 8:18. We'll find out what to expect weather-wise if you're heading to Lambeau for Thanksgiving night or even to Camp Randall for Friday when the Badgers play the Golden Gophers. We're going to talk about this Thanksgiving week weather coming up with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22. Again, a bit of a dreary start here in North Central Wisconsin as I take a peek again out towards the street, Washington Street here in downtown Wausau. Overcast skies, some light rain, some fog, some mist, and the temperature hanging around the freezing mark, just above freezing. Right now, the temperature is 34 degrees, but it is a holiday week. A lot of folks will be get set to travel as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. and to find out what to expect weather-wise, both here for the Monday, but as we get closer to Thanksgiving itself on Thursday, we're happy to welcome back to the program our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How was your weekend?
Very quiet, which is, I think, a good thing. You know, sometimes it's good to be quiet, especially when you got a holiday week coming up. So just try to settle in, get ready. We got Thanksgiving, we got Black Friday, we got a big weekend coming up. And also we have the gap between Thanksgiving and Christmas is as narrow as it possibly can be. Because the 28th, which is Thanksgiving this year, is the latest it can be. So actually that gap between Thanksgiving and Christmas is as close as it's going to be based on the calendar.
That means I need to do some Christmas shopping.
There you go.
Always last minute. Always a last minuter.
Do you put up the Christmas lights early or later? Get the tree up, or do you do anything like that?
I always wait until after the first week of December, only because I want to get through Thanksgiving, get that through, and then it's my birthday following, and I don't want any holiday jazz going on. So then right after my birthday, I'll put that Christmas tree up, I'll decorate. So yes, I'm usually out there in the cooler temperatures or the snowy conditions trying to hang lights, but I love that. I think that's just the vibe it should be, where your fingers are numb and almost falling off as you're trying to make sure that that one bulb works, right?
I was tuned in the last hour when you were on with Dr. Lyerly and Greg Bach, and you were talking about the fact that next Monday is your birthday, December the 2nd, and also that's Dr. Lyerly's birthday. And
which
then
so
they
crazy.
And then they said, I think it was Luke's birthday as well. I think one of the other people at Civic Media they mentioned as well. But and Aaron Rodgers' birthday and Britney Spears' birthday. But there was one person that wasn't mentioned whose birthday is next Monday.
Is it yours?
It is mine! So next Monday, it'll be your birthday. It will be my birthday. It will be...
It's crazy.
Everybody's birthday.
I might have to bring a cake in or something.
Wow. Civic Media love to hire December 2nd babies. I put that way.
What are the odds? I mean, it's insanity. I don't know what
that
it means. It's something to look forward to after the holiday weekend.
I think it means we're all best friends now.
There you go. I know. And it's like weird when it's right after Thanksgiving, because usually it's not right after Thanksgiving, because again, Thanksgiving's so late this year, it comes basically, it's basically part of the entire Thanksgiving weekend. It's like right after the Thanksgiving weekend, but it's something to keep an eye on. So we got one more. You're probably not at the point yet, but I'm at the point where I've stopped counting. So
I'm there. I stopped counting too. I have to use that. How old am I calculator?
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't even.
Let's get back to the weather. It is kind of a dreary start. What can we expect here today, and especially throughout the week? I mean, we want a little sunshine to start the Monday. I got to tell you, getting up here this morning, it's like, oh, man, it was hard to drag myself out of bed because it was so dark out.
I agree with you. It is just dark and dreary and kind of gross out there right now with that light misty rain going on. Temperatures hovering, like you said, right around the freezing mark. So as we go through the next few hours, if you're out on the road or walking on sidewalks, just be careful, because we are going to be dipping to that freezing mark on occasion, and that could of course freeze things over. Not to mention, we are looking at this light rain flipping over to very light snow in the next few hours. So probably until about 1 or 2 o'clock we have this precipitation chance, and as it flips over to snow, probably just a trace to about a half an inch. We're not looking at anything crazy or major, but creating slick spots out there if you are driving. So take it slow, go easy on those turns, watch those ramps and bridges. I know that this is very repetitive, but you know, it's the beginning of the season and sometimes we forget, or if we're in a rush, we don't think about it. So as those temperatures are hovering there, they are dropping slowly this late morning. Then they will rise throughout the late afternoon. So that's kind of what's happening. It's not the occasional or the normal rise in the afternoon, fall at night. So a little up and down throughout the afternoon. And then tonight, we crash below freezing. We fall to the teens, and we are going to stay below freezing for the next week. Mm. Our highs don't get above the freezing mark. And in fact, we have a cold front moving through today, which is why we're seeing that snow flipping over later on. Then we're going to have another one push in Thursday night. So Thanksgiving night, it's going to drop us back to highs in the mid-20s for Friday and then the low 20s for the entire weekend. So a true blast of cold air headed our way as we're traveling around for the holiday. The good news is ton of sunshine tomorrow. We'll be partly sunny on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny. Nothing going on. We don't have to worry about travel issues unless you are headed down to northern Illinois. Now, of course, Wednesday night, pretty much actually all Wednesday, I would say. If you're going to be driving through northern Illinois, be careful. They're looking at about 2 to 4 inches of snowfall there. And that could scrape some of southern Wisconsin, but stays away from us. So if we're staying here, if you're going north, do keep in mind, though, that the lake effect snow machine is turned on. They are getting hit with some heavy snowfall right now, and that's going to continue through at least Wednesday. They might get a little break, and then when that next cold front moves in on Thursday night and into the weekend, they're going to be accumulating more and more. So the only travel hazards is up by Lake Superior and then down into northern Illinois. Otherwise, beautiful here.
I wonder why you mentioned northern Illinois. May you be going there next week or later
yes.
this week?
I'm so lucky. I get to drive right through it on Wednesday like the storm chaser
yeah,
I am.
There you go.
With all the holiday traffic and headaches and oh my goodness. And also do be careful if you are driving around. There's a ton more cars that are going to be breaking down on the side of the road. That's extra hazard if you start to slip and slide a little bit. So just keep that in mind.
All right, Brittany. It's going to sound like it'll be an interesting week, but we'll keep a close eye on it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Bye, sounds Brittany. Good. Have a good day.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Right now, 34 degrees, some light rain. Coming up, it's a information update, and then it will be the war against make-believe. Coming up next.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Off a new season, the Storm traveled to Stevens Point to take on the Wisconsin Valley Union. Catch all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Central Wisconsin Storm at Wisconsin Valley Union in high school hockey. Tuesday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening faceoff at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, overcast skies, temperature hanging around just above freezing. Right now, 34 degrees is the temperature here in downtown Wausau. Again, you can join us at 715-382-9297. You can call us or text us at that number if there's something you would like to share with us. Again, 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. And you can also use your Civic Media app to call or text us as well. And new feature we just started on Friday, the war on make-believe. Because there is so much out there right now that I will give proper credit. That I learned the idea of this make-believe world out there from Paul Miklik, who comes in on Fridays. He likes to call it, he likes to call things make-believe, and I thought, well, I'm gonna kind of steal that and have a feature where I take something that is going on that basically is make-believe and try to give some realism to it. Give us the truth about what it really is instead of how it's being framed, maybe through either a political party or figures or the media.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, so we're going to frame it. Try to be honest about it. Try to be give you the information you need to kind of see through the make-believe. And one aspect today that I'm going to say that our war on make-believe is going to go after is the presidential transition. The idea that we are going back towards a presidential transition that is back to the norms. Because 4 years ago, Donald Trump refused to acknowledge that he lost. So there was not a meeting between the incoming president and the current president. There was not cooperation between the current administration and the incoming administration to try and make sure that everything ran smoothly as one administration went to another. But after this election, where Kamala Harris almost immediately acknowledged that Donald Trump won the election, she gave a conciliatory phone call, had a concession speech. Then the following week, Donald Trump was invited to the White House, had a meeting with President Joe Biden. So it looks like everything is back to normal in terms of transition. That is make-believe because, and I think you may have heard this in the news a little bit, which is good because we need to push back on the make-believe.
Absolutely.
But one other aspect of the fact that it's make-believe is the idea that the Republican Party is the law and order party. They like to think of themselves as the law and order party. They're going to be tough on crime. But what is happening right now is anything but. And I mean that Donald Trump and his incoming administration is not cooperating in terms of signing these what are called transition of power agreements. The Trump transition team will not sign these normal documents in order to get all the information that the incoming administration would normally get. Why? Why are they not doing this? Why are they deciding not to sign the transition of power agreements in order to give all the incoming folks that are being announced as cabinet members or people that are on the transition team to get the documents, the information that they'll need in order to, on day one, be going 100% in terms of some of the issues that are going to have to face? It's because Donald Trump and his people around him don't want his potential appointees to have to go through an FBI background check. And that's kind of important because we need to know if these folks are compromised in any way. And normally you think, nah, that would never happen. But nowadays, with some of the people that he's bringing in, there is definitely reason to think that maybe somebody that's being either nominated for a cabinet position or even an undersecretary position or a staff position is in some way compromised. And just to give you a little background, this is all part of what's called the Presidential Transition Act. This has been in place since the aftermath of the assassination of JFK back in 1963 on Friday. That's our part of our history lesson. That was the anniversary, November the 22nd of 1963 in Dallas. John F. Kennedy was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. And then that led to, obviously, a surprise, and the transition of power was extremely chaotic. So in order to try to give some norms to the transition, Congress passed, with an overwhelmingly bipartisan majority, the Presidential Transition Act. Major party nominees are supposed to sign these agreements 6 months before the presidential election. So that means,
well, it's a little late for that, though.
In May, they were supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris was not even the nominee at that point, but when she did become the nominee, her group signed the documents in case she became the president-elect in November. Donald Trump refused then, and up to this very day, has refused to sign them. And the thing about it is, and the thing that needs to be said, or else it's make-believe, this is ignoring the law. This is, yes, again, it is breaking the law.
I remember, people, you voted for this guy.
The thing, though, I want to say about this is it's just another example where you're going to hear a lot about Trump and his deportations and all of these other draconian measures he wants to pass because he says those folks are not following the rules. Donald Trump and his people make a game out of following rules. He refuses to follow the rules. He is ignoring the law just like you did when the government was trying to get him to return stolen classified documents. And the Biden White House has continued to reach out to the Trump transition team to get them to sign these agreements. And guess what? They're being ignored. And again, this means,
keep calling.
But this means that the FBI cannot conduct background checks on Trump nominees. And that's the whole point of this make-believe transition that is supposedly normal. It's not normal. Trump has taken the step of hiring a private company to conduct the background checks. And based on the folks that he's been nominating, it's not been a very good job of these background checks. Because obviously, some of these things have been a surprise, especially the Secretary of Defense nominee, Pete Hegseth. It seems as though the Trump transition team had no idea that he had paid off a woman who had claimed that she had been raped by this man. But it's, again, just make-believe. And the FBI, and apparently there's going to be big changes in the FBI because J.D. Vance has disclosed that Trump is planning to fire the FBI director, Christopher Wray. So they don't want the current FBI digging into the shady backgrounds of any of Trump's picks. That's what it's about. They're going to fire the FBI director. They're going to then fire probably a lot of the folks around the FBI director, and then they're going to start the purge of anybody that is not sufficiently loyal to Donald Trump. And also, we have hearings that are going to happen. Well, we hope they're going to happen. Again, that could be another make-believe that we could be talking about pretty soon. Mm-hmm. But normally, you have these nominations for the cabinet, and then you have the United States Senate that will hold a confirmation hearing. And usually, a big aspect of these confirmation hearings is getting the information, and one of those pieces of information is the FBI background check.
Right.
The senators then would have some knowledge as part of these interviews that they will have with nominees. But again, Trump does not want that. Trump does not want senators. Number one, he doesn't want them having a vote on it anyways. He's already been floating the idea of making recess picks, basically saying that he's going to try to get the House and the Senate to go into recess, and then if they're in recess for a certain amount of time, then the president can name his secretaries of the cabinet, and then they can take over those positions without confirmation hearings for a certain amount of time. And it could be quite a long period of time, not forever. At a certain point, you have to have the confirmation go through the Senate. But again, it's just craziness. I mean, transition agreements also provide office space, IT equipment, office supplies, fleet vehicles, mail management, payment of compensation and other expenses to incoming members of the administration. So the Trump team will not have any of those things made available to them as well. The White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, talked about the problem last week. She said that we are certainly stressing that the White House and administration stand ready to provide assistance and that access to services and information certainly outlined in the GSA and the White House Memorandum of Agreement. So these conversations continue. We want this to go smoothly, and that's what we're trying to get. But the bottom line is,
yes,
Trump is ignoring the law and doing it for a specific reason.
And nobody's saying anything.
And it's make-believe. We need to point this out. It's not a normal transition, even though the president, Joe Biden, is attempting to make it as normal as possible, but it only becomes normal if it's a two-way street.
Yeah, both sides have to, you know, give and compromise. And
but another aspect that I need to underline here,
please,
not just in this area, but in so many other areas, and you know there's going to be a lot more once he goes into office, Trump does not care about the law. He does not care about the Constitution. This was a statute passed and has been in existence since 1964. And the thing that's really worrisome is that these courts are giving him a free pass on it. They've already granted him immunity from crimes committed in office. And now the Republican Congress seems to be prepared to let him do whatever he wants. So, make-believe today, as we continue our war on make-believe, is the idea that this is a normal transition. It's make-believe to think that.
It's anything but.
Donald Trump, again, is trying to play the game through his own rules. Not the rules of the Constitution, not the rules of the law. So, again, every day we're going to try to do another piece on our war on make-believe. And
you may not want to hear this, people, but it is relevant to hear this.
The time coming up on 8:49, we're going to loosen it up. We're going to tell you about a huge week at the box office. Boy, there's been some tough weeks at the box office, but this weekend, a couple of movies really brought them in. We'll talk about that and more as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbow, a sun in your eyes. Burning through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my head.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53, 34 degrees here in downtown Wausau. One of those holiday weeks, and for a lot of folks, it means a short week. Then ready for Thanksgiving on Thursday. Many folks will take Friday off as well, then go right into the weekend. So it's one of those great weeks. It's been a while. I think we've talked about this last week about have not had a paid holiday off in quite a while. I think it's been since Labor Day. We have not had one of those long weekends, and I think that a lot of folks are ready for it. And of course, they'll be getting a lot of shopping done. But also, this time of year, some big movies come out. And I came across this and wanted to mention it because I think it's probably up your alley.
Oh, yes.
As this weekend, Wicked, the film adaptation of the popular Broadway musical.
Oh, yes.
Achieved some remarkable box office success during its opening weekend. The movie grossed $114 million in North America and $50.2 million internationally, totaling $165 million globally. It set several records, including the biggest opening for a film based on a Broadway adaptation, surpassing Les Miserables, which previously held the record with $103 million. It also marked the third best debut of 2024 and the fifth largest opening in musical history.
Oh, fantastic.
And the thing about it, and I think for fans who flock to the theater to see it, there's going to be a Wicked Part 2 as well. Wicked.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's going to be in two parts.
Yeah, and fans will have to wait about a full year as Wicked Part 2 will come to theaters again Thanksgiving weekend next year, starting on November the 21st of 2025. The second film will pick up directly where the first film left off. The story will explore the events leading up to The Wizard of Oz, revealing how Elphaba, is that correct? Elphaba becomes the Wicked Witch of the West, and Glinda transforms into the Good Witch. Both parts of the film adaptation were shot simultaneously, so the filming is done. They're just holding the second film.
They're keeping the fans in anticipation.
Exactly. Yeah. Production had started in December of 2022 and then lasted for 7 months. So, sounds like you are familiar with Wicked.
Oh yes, my family and I have seen Wicked on the stage three times. Twice we saw it at the Overture Center in Madison, and once we saw it in the Fox Cities Theater in Appleton. And every time we see it, a fantastic show, incredibly good story, and spectacular songs and dances. Just an incredibly well-done show, and I can't wait to see the movie as well.
I was going to say, you haven't seen it yet?
Not yet. I'm planning on seeing it with a group of friends of mine.
Okay. I may have to see it. I have not seen many movies recently, but it sounds like, and again, I like the idea. It's coming from Broadway, adaptation of the Broadway musical. So I may have to try to find a little time and see that in the next week or two as well. Also a big weekend for Gladiator 2. It grossed $221 million worldwide, with $165.5 million coming from overseas markets. It had $55.5 million in North America to rank number two behind Wicked. Red One, number three at $13.2 million. Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin. Is that Bonhoeffer or Bonhoeffer? I'm not sure.
I'm not familiar with that one.
That one is the number four movie at $5.1 million, and Venom, The Last Dance, was $4 million in the weekend box office. So I mentioned earlier that I had watched the Formula One race on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
There was on social media a little bit of shock because they thought that thought they saw a racer collapsing on the track. Spectators witnessed what they thought was a racer collapsing on the track.
Okay.
But this shocking scene was not a real life incident, but a fainting stunt for Brad Pitt's upcoming movie titled F1, where he plays a Formula One driver named Sonny Hayes. There were videos of the racer's collapse, which sparked concern on social media, but it was later revealed that the individual was one of Brad Pitt's stunt doubles. Pitt, who was present on the set, seemed to be in good spirits while chatting with the performer after the stunt. In F1, Pitt's character, a retired driver, mentors a young teammate on the fictional APX GP team. So, but they've been filming parts of that movie at different races around the world, and they were filming a scene in Las Vegas on Saturday night, and folks saw somebody collapse and thought, uh-oh, it's one of the drivers, because they were in the driver's suit. It's like, which one is it? Which driver painted? It was not one of the real drivers.
Just goes to show you that sometimes you can't tell the difference between a real life and acting.
Exactly.
Good.
Sounds like make-believe to me. But the time is 8:58. Coming up, an information update, then another hour to come. Chad Holmes Show on this Monday, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.